Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, you know you're with somebody for 14 days. When I see you up there doing the press conference, the first thing I notice is you got a haircut. How nice is it to get a little refreshment here before this series continues?
Yeah, he was good, man. He was good to be back. And, you know, like I said, get a fresh haircut, sleep in your own bed, just walk in your office, walk in the building, the clubhouse. Seems so many familiar faces that felt like it was spring training last time you saw them, you know. But it's a great feeling, you know, coming to the ballpark in October. And you're not coming for a meeting, you're coming to play a game. So what a blessing.
Fans will fight traffic today. They'll be on the subway today. They'll be loud. They'll be excited. This is a day that they have been dying for all year. What are you most excited to see? Saw Philly. You saw what they can do. What are you excited to see about this place, your home?
I can't wait to just experience the whole thing. I'm hoping that everybody's on their feet from, you know, they're announcing the lineups and every pitch, they're into it. And, you know, it's just, that's what makes New York the best city. And you know, the New York Mets fan base, you know, this is like a dream for not only the fan base, but for all of us here in this building. So we just got to continue to enjoy it. And I'm just going to look around and take a moment to sit back and realize what a blessing it is for us to put this uniform in and be out there competing for our fan.
This is a different place than Philly in a sense that hitters maybe enjoy Philadelphia a little bit more than they do here. And I set that up by asking, as you continue with this series, how do you face Bryce Harper in some big moments when you decide to pitch to him and when not? Because sometimes this place, at least for him, has been a little bit of a struggle sometimes. How much does that weigh into maybe how you do handle him?
Yeah, he's a great hitter. He's one of the best in the game. The plan will be kind of similar, you know, but that's a deep lineup. And if you just worry about Harper, some of the other guys will make you pay, the guys in front of them and the guy behind them. So I think you have to pick your spots and go from there. But we have a game plan. We got to go out there and let it play out, make adjustments as the game goes on. But again, really good hitter there.
You know, standing in your spot, just like Rob Thompson, trying to find the right bullpen piece in the right moment, you look around the league, and obviously you guys had something to do with Devin Williams struggling, but then Emmanuel Class A gives up a 3-run homer yesterday. Edwin Diaz has struggled. Matt Strom has struggled. How challenging is it right now for these relievers to come in? What's going on right now with bullpen pieces?
It's a playoff, and it's a different animal, you know, and they're human, and they've It's a completely different atmosphere of the regular season. Every pitch means something. And that's what, you know, that's a tough job, the relievers, you know. And you just got to continue to believe in them, you know. And they're going to fail. But guess what? They will get back up and they will get huge outs. That's the case for us with Edwin Diaz. We've been asking a lot of him. He's got big outs for us. He's got some struggles. But he'll get the big one when we need to.
Aaron Nola has seen the Mets 28 times. Is it easier or hard to game plan against a guy you've seen that much?
It's definitely not easier. They're big leaguers. And Nola is one of the best at what he does. You know, one of the best starting pitchers in the league. This is a guy that makes adjustments. This is a guy that's been in these moments before. So we got to be ready. We got to be ready to attack them. We got to be ready to make adjustments as the game goes on. It'll be fun.
Thanks, Carlos.
Yep, you got it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.